One group that we haven't heard much about, but is very concerned in the, about the uprising in Egypt, is the Coptic Christians there. There are 7 million Coptic Christians in Egypt. That's about 10% of the Egyptian population. They've faced a lot of discrimination under President Mubarak, but the fears are even higher that a new government, perhaps a more with a strong Islamic fundamentalist bent, could make the situation even worse for Coptic Christians there. We're joined now by Father Amir Tufilis, a priest with the St. George Coptic Orthodox Church of Brooklyn. Good morning, Father.
Hi, good morning, sis.
There have been prayer vigils all across the United States with Coptic Christians praying for a good outcome of the uprisings. What is the fear? I mean, I read one priest who said Mubarak is the best of the worst for us. That's not very positive.
Okay, we've been calling for a change even from New Year's Eve. It was clear from the Coptic youth. Yet, we have to make sure the change is done properly. Because unfortunately, if the change happens abruptly, then the consequences will be worse for Egypt, number one, as a country, the Middle East, and the whole world. And this is what I'm seeing right now, that this change is not supported to be done properly. And this is, I think, what people mean by Mubarak. I don't think we're talking about the name or a specific person as much as a system. If you need more democracy, this is what you need.
Well, I assume that one of the big fears is that the Muslim Brotherhood will attain some kind of position of power in any new government. Is that what's concerning you and other Coptic Christians?
Exactly. The radicals in general, specifically the Muslim Brotherhood, it's one of the strongest groups. If transition is not done properly and in a good, timely fashion, most probably this was going to end up that radicals will be in control. And this actually what we've been seeing the last few days where people get confused. And I personally believe much that this now, that there is a change in the demonstration mode because this is not the original youth going out, but people riding in this demonstration, taking advantage of it and turning it to be more of a violent kind of a demonstration, which is exactly our fear is.
Well, it helped me to understand. The Coptic Christians were never very fond of President Hosni Mubarak. They've complained for years, decades, about discrimination, the inability to get jobs, discrimination against their places of business.
We have to realize, you know, the president is 82 years old. At a certain point, what I believe in is that the president is somehow isolated from Muslim government. Like, for example, the interior minister, Habib Al-Adli, committing a lot of crimes, and there was a speculation that how much he is really in touch with his government. And, of course, he will be blamed for that. Yet the debate will be how much he was involved, how much he should have done something or not. This, I think, the question is for sure. Like, you know, Christian, for years they have an issue. That's why we're calling for a change. That is for sure. But again, how the change will be done, in what manner, this is a question that we need to be handled wisely.
Although, Father Tufilis, I mean, the chances could be that with the free elections coming up and international monitors, you could end up in a better situation for the Coptic Christians of Egypt.
Of course, if a good election in a timely fashion, a proper presentation from different groups, I think this can lead for some more democracy if it's done that way.
Father Amir Tufilis, the priest at the St. George Coptic Orthodox Church of Brooklyn. He's one of a number of Coptic Christians who've been holding prayer vigils around the country, 4 of them in Washington, D.C., praying for the Coptic Christians of Egypt at this time of crisis there.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.